and we bring on father and son, Stephen and Steve. Appreciate you guys for joining us here on the show. All right, let's start with father. That's Stephen, right? I know you both go by Steve, but for radio purposes.
I don't think that Stephen was supposed to be on here. He didn't know if he was because he's at the gym, actually.
Oh, I'm on here.
Oh, never mind. I stand corrected. Okay.
Well, you're both on, and we're thrilled to have both of you on with us. So I know the show debuted about a month or so ago on Peacock and the USA Network. What's been the feedback? How do you feel like it's been going?
Actually, I think it's been great feedback. We've got a ton of you're always going to have, you know, a group of haters. But we've got so much positive feedback that it's literally the best show, best reality show they've seen. I've had 10 people walking down the street come up to me in Nashville last night and say, man, we love your show. When is season two? When is season two?
Oh, that's great to hear. So what's it like trying to run your business and the farm and keep everything going, have your family, but then knowing that, you know, millions of people are watching around the world?
Oh, it's definitely hard. I mean, go ahead, Steven.
Yeah, I mean, for us, it's day-to-day operations. We're running real businesses every single day. So even though there's cameras there rolling, we're dealing with real-life crises in real time, and the cameras are just there capturing it all. And that's what so many people on social media are like, there's no way that can be real. And I can assure you, the one thing that we're proudest about on this show is how authentic it is, because we're not paid actors by any stretch of the imagination. We're just living our lives day to day, and the cameras are just there being flies on the wall, recording what happens in our daily lives.
The McBee Dynasty Real American Cowboys is the show, and we're joined today by Stephen McBee.
All right, Steve, let me ask you this. I think it's so funny. This is Joe, by the way. I hope you guys are doing well. That people love Yellowstone, right? But the funny thing is, what y'all have been doing has been going on for 100 years, right? I mean, you guys have – I mean, there are real-life people like yourself working on the ranches and farms. This just didn't happen the last couple of years because of Yellowstone. So I think it's fun when you guys educate people about what you do, and they're like, oh, really? I didn't know that, when you guys have been around for so long.
Oh, yeah. You know, Yellowstone has definitely brought a spotlight on the farming and ranching world, and it's fantastic for everybody because there's so many guys out there and women that are in the farming and ranching world that just work so hard. And, you know, I don't think no one really gives them the accolades due because it's a lifestyle. It's a 7 day a week, a lot of hours. And so I'm glad that Yellowstone has brought that into the spotlight.
All right, Stephen, I'll ask you. I mean, you do this, you got the cameras there, you never really think people are watching, and then it airs and you realize, oh my goodness, this is happening. You guys become really massively popular. Did you have any idea it would go to this level?
In the back of my head, I think we were cautiously optimistic. I knew we had an interesting story to tell and an interesting family dynamic, but seeing it take hold across the country is a really, it's a surreal feeling. So being able to have people come up to us while we're out on the streets and just saying, hey, we love the show. When is season two? We're so invested in your family. What's going on with the farm? It's really surreal, and it's a really special feeling.
Do you ever, Steve, I'll ask you this again. I mean, I know you're cognizant of the cameras, but are there moments when you're not, when you're like really into something and you're upset or mad or whatever, that you forget the cameras are there?
Oh, there's
a
multiple
ton of
times.
Go ahead.
There was multiple times for every single one of us where we're watching the episodes and we're like, did we really just do that on camera? Because after about a half day of having cameras there, you truly forget they're even there filming most of the time.
The McBee Dynasty Real American Cowboys are going to meet and greet tonight from 7 to 9 at Hank Williams Jr. Boogie Bar. I know, I feel like everybody's excited to be in Nashville, but Steve, I'll start with you. How excited are you to come to Nashville and meet some fans?
Okay, is that Steve or Steven? I go by Steve. He goes by Steven. I think.
Okay, Steve. Yeah.
So yeah, I'm super excited. I've been here, this weekend and got some time to walk around Nashville. And of course, I love Nashville. We have a house here, and really the people that I met, so many good people, and every one of them, like, man, your show is so real. And I'm like, that's the one thing I would say. It's real. It's authentic. You forget the cameras are rolling. And, I mean, you know, you're in the middle of a heated situation, whether it's at work or, you know, relationship. And just it happens live. So that's the real thing.
What about you, Steven?
Yeah, I'm excited. Nashville is one of my favorite cities. We came down here long before the show was ever even a thing. And to be able to be down here and have people that have watched the show and to come celebrate and enjoy good conversation and good food and enjoy a bar like Hank Williams Jr.'s bar, we're looking forward to it. I cannot wait to get out there and meet everyone.
All right, Steve, I'll ask you, how much longer do you want this to go on? A couple of years? Are you done after this year? 10 years? What's the timetable?
Day to day. No, I'm kidding. There's been days that I'm like, oh, man, I ain't doing this again. And then there's days when it's, you know, it's really good. But, no, we've enjoyed it. Like Steven said, I mean, you know, you just almost forget, and you're just doing you. And our life is pretty crazy, and there's always a lot of stuff happening. So, for us, I think we'll just see what it brings. But they're talking season two, and you know, so we're just going to – you know, they're great to work with, NBC, Peacock. They were just fantastic to work with. So we'll probably do another season if they choose to.
Beautiful. Well, we wish you nothing but the best. Again, the McBee Dynasty, Real American Cowboys. Meet and greet tonight, Hank Williams Jr. Boogie Bar, 419 Broadway from 7 to 9. Steven, appreciate the time this morning. Best of luck with the show and potentially season two, but also the businesses overall.
Thank you so much for having us on. Appreciate it.